Bantuan, dumela kunjani, habari yako, how far, bonjour, hola, sanu selam, marhaban, akwaba, bawoni, wherever you're listening to me from, hello and welcome to the Work Smarter, Not Harder podcast. Now, before we get into it, this is the first one. Like, damn. You know when you've been wanting to do something so long and then you finally get to doing it and you're like, damn, goodness gracious, we actually are doing it. We actually did it. That's the thing, right? In fact, that's this whole thing we are in that is called life, let alone 2020. Hello? Ugh, away. What happened 2020? Where are you from? I mean, who sent you 2020? We are all feeling something about this year, and you know what? We are here. We are here. So let's keep going. Before I go any further, I'm your girl, Chris. I'm a founder and CEO of a beautiful company called Lily Rose, and another one just as amazing called Made with Love. My company's focus on creating access for women entrepreneurs. You know, all founders work hard, but man, women entrepreneurs got it hard, and they work hard. So this place is a place to walk with you through this journey. My podcast will delve into a range of topics on building a digital business, and will focus on uplifting and showing some love for the people who just want to work smarter. They don't want to work harder no more. You know, like on today's show, we'll be delving into tips to making it past the first 2 years of business. By the way, I've got a free gift for you at the end of the show. Did you know that an estimated 50% of businesses in Africa fail within the first 2 years? That's crazy. I mean, that fact hit me hard. Did you know this? Like, did you know this? I mean, I started my business with no funding, a very small network, and the skin on my teeth. I had a dream and I followed it. I've paid for it along the way. I've loved it. I've hated it. But you know what? I've hit the 2 year milestone, and today I'm sharing some tips on how you can get past that big hurdle. I mean, 50%, guys. Did you know this? Like, I was pretty shook when I saw this online. And to be honest, it actually gave me more gumption to do what I'm doing now. You know, you're in a safe place, you're in safe hands. To be here is amazing, I promise. I'm also a parent whilst being an entrepreneur, working to build a legacy for the next generation. So I mean, that's why you're here, right? You're here because we are working towards something that sometimes feels even bigger than who we are and what we are. But big ups to you, man. Big ups to entrepreneurs out there. You are the difference in our economies. You are the difference in the future economies. You are the change makers. Halala, man. Keep going. So if you want to manage building a business and you want to create a positive lifestyle for you, then this is the place and space. And before I digress, let's get right to doing that. So bienvenue. Welcome. So some of what we are learning today is what I've taken out of being in business for over 730 days. I mean, that's crazy, even for me as I say it out loud. And these are the tips that I think would help you and could help you if you're in the startup phase or if you're in that place where you're like, okay, what next in building my journey? Because this is also just kind of like a ballpark idea. Sometimes for us, it's easier. Sometimes for us, it's harder. You might be in between those places. You know, wherever you are, I hope these tips are going to help you out. So number one is you don't actually need funding to start. Yes, I said that. Yes, I actually said that. Man, sometimes our heads are so stuck in getting the funding that we actually don't get to doing what the work is that needs to be done. I have a story which I'm going to share with you a bit later on in this show. But start where you are. Literally just start where you are. Sometimes the dream will start by you putting a cent down of your own money or just putting in down whatever it is that you can to get going. And not everything that you have to do for your business is as difficult as you think it is and needs as much money as you think it is. You know, I had this big dream about funding and where I wanted to go. And somewhere along the way, you realize that there's not enough funders for everybody. And not every single person is going to be able to get the money that they need to start up their business. And many entrepreneurs get really caught up in what that looks like. And along the way, actually just kind of get lost. Because they can't get any funding. So I'm telling you now, you don't need funding to start. Do some proper research, man. See what is out there. See what you can learn from for free. See who you can look up to. See what you can actually see out there and copy for yourself. There's many ways of going about building your business, whatever it is. I know some really do need hard funding. I get that. But for most of us, the majority, you don't need that funding to start. Just start with what you've got. Second tip is, it's going to be painful. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to be hitting you hard with some of these tips. And let's just be real. This is the reality. It's not a fairy tale. And it looks like that sometimes. People want to make it seem like that. But man, I'm a woman. I'm an African woman. The struggle is very real for entrepreneurs in general, let alone an African woman. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be painful. And that is not meant to be in bad taste. It's just to say that prepare yourself for a challenging journey, one that's going to take a lot out of you, one that is going to require you to be the best of what you can possibly be, to believe in yourself when people around you might not believe in yourself. That is what I mean by saying it's going to be painful. So prepare yourself for that and then prepare yourself some more when you get there. Just put it down and keep going past the pain, because that is where you're going to start shining actually. And then the third tip is that you're actually going to love it, because you must love challenges. And those challenges are where you grow and where you learn and where you become more efficient and where you survive and where you actually thrive. So you're going to love it. It's going to be painful. You don't need funding to start. You might hate it, but you're going to love it. The fourth tip for me is, don't build and they will come. Don't do that. Don't go and build it and say these people are going to show up. Have a strategy. Have a plan. Create a plan for you to go through and follow that plan as best as you can. You know, things change. Life changes. I mean, hello, 2020. Did you see this year coming? But it came. It was here. If you had a plan, you probably were able to kind of pivot or turn your business around. If you had no plan, you probably got a bit lost in the shock of what the season was. So I'm just saying to you, if you're about to start, if you're jumping in, you're already in the process, have a plan. It's going to help you in the tough times. It's going to give you something to hold on. The next part as well is, change that plan. If COVID came in, for example, and you had a plan pre that is not working anymore, or that seems just a bit different from who you are and what you've experienced in this season, then change that plan. Don't be afraid to do that either. That's also just part of what this life thing we are in. The next tip is, start as a side hustle before you go in full time. Now, this, I think, is a good way to test out your idea, to test out your products or services before you give into it full time. It's also a way for you to still be supplementing income while you are still building, because the other reality is that it will take some time before you start to see profit. So if you can, do this as a side hustle before you go into it full time. If you've gone into it full time like I did, I went into it full time and all hard, then all power to you, because I know that you're doing the thing and I know it can get challenging. So if you can get into it as a side hustle before you go into it full time, just so that you can assess what you're doing, see what works, see what doesn't work, build networks, you know, maybe put up some saving as well behind you, and that will help you along the way, especially while because there's some dry days in that next one. And then, of course, my next tip, which is now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth tip is to actually save. Save what you can, man. Those 60 Rand coffees are no longer worth it. They will be one day, but not today. Save it. You know, go buy coffee. Go buy Woolies coffee. I like that nice coffee. So now I go and buy that Woolies coffee that is like 70 Rand or whatever, and I'll make that coffee the whole month. Cut on that coffee, save that money. You don't need that shopping anymore. Like, you don't need those nice shoes. They're cool now, but you won't need them. We're in lockdown anyway. You're not even going anywhere. Save it for when you actually can buy that shoe and look at it with some good pleasure and feel great about it. So save what you can, because you will need it for your business somewhere along the way, I promise you. And then the next thing, tip number 7, is to register. Get your business registered. Go through the legalities of your business. Some people are doing services or products that need, you know, patents, or that need some really legal things behind them. Maybe it's skincare. You have to go and see specialists and get them to back your products, you know, things like that. Find out what it is that you need to get your business on the right track from the beginning. So if it's registering it, getting legalities out of it, you know, online businesses, if we need to have policies regarding purchases, privacy, then do all of that in the beginning as much as you can in these first few foundation building phases. And then the last tip from me today is to go digital. So the last tip is to go digital. And this is, of course, where we are. We've been shown flames by 2020. If you want digital already, then you know that it is real. This is where we are. We have to go digital. We have to adapt to what is happening around us. Most people have gone inside. Shopping has gone online. So you want to take as much of your products online, or better than that, you actually just want to make a presence for yourself online. And if that is you as well, and you just kind of want to get yourself out there for 2021 and you want to take your business to the next level, then please click on my show notes. I've got, this is my free gift for you. So that's why I've put together a guide to help get your digital marketing out there. I mean, I know you want to get your business out there in 2021. So click on the show notes, go and download my digital marketing for small business guides. And let that help you take your digital marketing strategy to the next level in 2021. So I've literally applied many of these things to my life and my business. That's why I'm sharing these tips with you today. It has helped me for the better. When COVID hit, I had to make major adjustments to the way that I was looking at my business. One such thing was how to pivot my business to making a living. When I first started my business journey, for example, I had investors who were willing to invest in my projects. These were aimed at providing a physical space for women entrepreneurs to meet, engage, and learn from masters and from their peers. At the last moment, however, they abandoned the project. I must tell you that I was devastated. It took me a while to come back from that setback. Heartbreak, even in business, my friend, is a real thing, especially at the beginning, you know. I had a dream. The reality of it was that I believed in what I was doing. I had to remind myself of that every day so that I could not give up. And that was to start with what I had. So realizing that is what actually got me moving on again. And whatever I had at that moment was enough to get me past that hurdle. I just had to think that way. And along the way, I've been able to work with some great women, teaching, growing, learning, and evolving. And for me, for my business especially, going online just became a no-brainer, you know? So for you, you know, you're asking yourself, how do I put this into action for myself, Chris? So I would say that the first 2 years are for building your structures. Here, as much as you are chasing profit, be careful not to overwhelm yourself with this particular task. Most businesses only start to become profitable after 2 to 3 years. Some lucky buggers, however, out there have been profitable as quickly as they started, but that is not the case for most. Most people are going to only start seeing profits after that 2 to 3 year kind of mark. So your homework, my friend, is to go back and to look at your business. Do you have the right structure in place to go beyond that 50% statistic? And if not, then please put in these tips just to help you get past that. I want to see you succeed. You are the answer. We need entrepreneurs in. We need them today. We need them yesterday, hallelujah, to actually come in and to help us build our economies again and to take them to greater heights than ever before. So we need you out there. I want you to survive. So this has been Work Smarter. You've got to the end of the podcast. I'm so proud of you. Well done. I look forward to hosting you again. My name is Christine Jewitre. You can connect with me on the links on the show notes. And I guess I will see you next time. Again, this has been Work Smarter, Not Harder, Not Harder, Work Smarter. Yeah, I just sang. Cheers. Thank you.